The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are.
On our lovely planet.
We finish
each other's
sentences.
Have you realized it?
Yeah, so when we do,
please include it.
Right.
You know, it's part of our demonstrating being secure in an insecure world. Because,
how is that, my darling?
Well, if I were insecure,
then I wouldn't be able to finish your sentences without you
getting upset.
Right.
Because you'd went someplace I
didn't expect. And weren't going.
But when you discover how to be a yes to your life, you
then you can follow. You can be a master of improv.
That's right. You can follow your life wherever it goes.
Him.
Otherwise, you're waiting for the circumstances of your life to line up in order to feel secure, and you're likely to be endlessly stressed.
You know, insecurity may be a way of life that you learned that you don't need to do, because maybe. You know, our approach is not psychological. It's not problem-solution oriented. It's really about getting into the current moment of your life. We call it anthropological, but that's because I have a background in anthropology. The reality is that if you get into the current moment of your life, it'll transform just by your being here.
Hence the name our show, Being Here. And the best way to access being here on this show, obviously,
is through listening.
And I imagine if you've been listening to this show for a while,
you think you know what we're going to say listening is about.
And, in fact, you probably have strengthened that skill set of listening.
Because when we talk about listening, we're not talking about agreeing or disagreeing with what's being said, but actually hearing it as though it's new information. That's very funny. It reminds me, we haven't talked about it in years, but it's like beginner's mind in Zen. In Zen, there's a concept called beginner's mind where when you're first learning something and you know you don't know it, you listen to try to understand what it's about. You really work at being there to hear it. But as we get more sophisticated and think we know already, we stop listening. We listen as far as until it starts sounding like something we know, and then we think, oh, I know this already.
And really, it is a design function of your mind. Your mind is set up to check out or to not be as fully engaged when it thinks you know something. It inserts a template of what you've heard before so that you can, in effect, multitask so that you can do additional activities. But for the purposes of this show,
and
of course,
maybe for the purposes of
your life, if you intentionally engage to fully hear what's being said in this particular moment by whoever's speaking,
not to see whether you agree with it or not or already know it, but to hear what's being said newly, freshly, as though you haven't heard it before,
then your listening becomes a creative act, and that bleeds over into your entire life. Your life becomes a creative act.
But not only that, you're hearing what another person has to say from their point of view will allow for them it to be complete.
Mm.
That, you know, you have people in your life that say the same things over and over. Well, if you actually hear what they're saying, by intentionally listening to hear them, they lose those thoughts once they're said.
You know, when kids are younger and they're more insecure, they often go, I know that, because they have discovered or learned or absorbed that to not know something is equal to being stupid. But that's not true. If you allow yourself to not know when you don't know,
have the innocence to not know when you don't know, then you become quite brilliant.
I remember once I was chosen for jury duty. And if you live elsewhere than in the United States, you may not be familiar with this process. But in the United States, by kind of like a lottery system, you are chosen every certain number of years, at least potentially, to go in and serve on a jury for cases where one person is trying to prove that another person did them wrong, or in other instances where somebody's potentially done a crime and they are looking to see whether or not that person should go to jail. And I was picked for a jury. And it was a jury where they were looking to see if somebody had done something wrong. And the judge went through to ask what people's opinions were about the legal system. And because it was an argument that one of the lawyers was planning to use. And he asked, where did you learn? And this person said, well, I read in the Wall Street Journal, and I gather my opinions from that. And another person was saying, well, I, you know, read Newsweek and Time. These are all very intellectual things. I was a little embarrassed. And I said, well, I'm a little embarrassed to say, but I really like to watch Judge Judy. Because all these people were just so weighty. And, you know, and he said, I really like Judge Judy, the judge said. I think that's a terrific show. I was so surprised, and so were the other people. But it was a potentially insecure situation where people were trying to look good.
To try to prove how much they know, give themselves credentials. See, and the interesting thing is, in our world, people look at people's credentials to see whether or not, you know, what school they went to see whether or not they can trust them or that they're good, rather than realize that you don't have to go to school to be great. You're already great, and going to school may polish some of your rough edges, but if you're a diamond, you're a diamond.
Being yourself
is like being a diamond.
Whatever that may be. You know, we have a caller.
We do. Sonia.
From Hanover, Germany. Are you with us?
Hi.
Hello.
Sonia. Nice to hear your voices.
Nice to hear your voice. How are you, dear?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm pregnant.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. But
when are you due?
Hmm?
When is the baby due?
The baby will come in the middle of September. So.
Oh, so you're very pregnant.
Yes.
And how old is your son?
He is 7, 8 in a few days. So. He'll be eight in a few days, yeah.
Okay. So this is your second child.
Right.
So what can we do for you?
Yeah, it's actually about my older son.
Okay.
He is really trustful with strangers and and he can go to school by bus, but I don't trust this to go well, so I'm always afraid that he will go with some stranger and never come back. And
well, you know, you just said something that, if I heard you right, answers your question. Hmm? You said that he doesn't trust strangers, and that sense of distrust is something that you have.
Mm-hmm. When you're talking about him going to school by bus, is this a school bus that is dedicated for school children, or are you talking about a public transportation type bus?
It's a public transportation type.
And he's 8.
He's 8, yes.
Well, maybe that is an appropriate concern for you as a mother, that an 8-year-old may not have the
ability or the sophistication
to be safe by himself on public transportation. But your worry umbrella is something extra, that worry.
See, Sonia, I think you were raised amongst people who worried a lot.
And
they were afraid.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you learned that as a way of life.
Mm-hmm. So if we use this example of your son again, it's a perfect example because you have some very legitimate concerns. But that doesn't mean that you have to have that tension and worry and angst surrounding your choices.
We were talking about that early this morning. Ariel and I were talking about dogs and children.
Mm-hmm.
And how, because I saw this cute little dog yesterday, or day before yesterday, in New York City, that really stole my heart, you know. It was one of these little French bulldogs, and it was so sweet. It had such a sweet nature to it, the way it played with my hand, you know. And I realized after the fact that it maybe didn't play with everybody that way, but there was a calmness in the way I was with him that allowed him to feel more secure.
Mm-hmm.
See, and then we talked about my son has a couple of American bull terriers. Mm-hmm. And when he's there, they are the sweetest and most lovable and most beautiful animals. But when he is not there, they could be ferocious and very protective of my granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that honey?
Mm-hmm.
That a pileated woodpecker.
Yep, there's a woodpecker right outside, pecking away.
Big one, like a woody woodpecker type.
Mm-hmm.
And so your children are very sensitive, like dogs are very sensitive. They pick up your values, your worries, your insecurity, and they reflect that. So the game, Sonia, is not to worry about your son. It's to be secure in yourself, and he'll reflect your security in himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been reflecting your insecurity.
Yeah, okay.
His insecurities are likely to get more full-blown now as you're having a second child. So you're really in a perfect position right now to support him in partnering you in being the big brother to his little brother or little sister.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times kids feel like they're being replaced.
Right.
But I see that older siblings have a much better time when they have some ownership. We have friends who've had their older siblings help name the younger child. They let them hold the younger child. They do things to foster a feeling that it's their baby.
Yeah.
So they have ownership and pride, as opposed to thinking they get less love, they get more love because they're being loving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. That's cool.
Yeah, and besides, you're a lovely and wonderful mother. We know you.
Yeah.
But the more you have insecurities, like you could do it wrong, or you're about yourself, the more that will feed into your kids, the more they're going to feel insecure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool.
You know, when I was a little kid, my parents were not very secure. In fact, they were quite insecure mm-hmm. in many respects. So I didn't start off my life feeling very secure. I was part of an insecure family.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as you discover that you're okay being yourself, then you can pass that on to the people around you, including your children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've really seen it. Shai and I have been hired by a lovely woman named Julie, who's the principal of the school, to come in and consult her in
a high school in New York
school.
City.
And one of the things I really love about Julie is that people bring her a myriad of problems or concerns, and it's from the children who populate the school to the teachers and staff. And often when they come with an energy or a franticness or a upset, and how she
just
is so even with them
mm-hmm.
and often says, oh, well, thank you for that. Thank you for your concern. And it is really a treat to watch her deal with people in such an even way. And that's something that only comes from being stable in yourself first. Then whatever comes, you can say yes to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, because you got to be thinking now.
Yeah, I'm thinking it would be great if I could do that, but yeah.
You can do it.
I can do it. Yeah, right.
But
I can.
But Sonia, the thing is this, when we talk and you think about it, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
When you get here in this moment, like you're doing right now,
mm-hmm.
then
there's nothing to do
because you're already secure.
Mm-hmm.
See, the insecurity comes with your thoughts.
Right.
Security comes from being here.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool.
So all you have to do is be where you are, and you will be secure where you are.
So that's a real hint. If you're feeling insecure, then you're thinking. All you have to do, and I'll guarantee you if you take you pay attention, if you're feeling insecure, your eyes aren't actually looking at what you're looking at. You're looking in middle space, or you're consumed by your thoughts.
Exactly. You're looking into the future. What of the past? You're not being in the current moment in real time.
So the moment you notice this feeling of insecurity,
all you have to do is come back to what's right in front of you.
Devote to what is, to writing that email, to cleaning your desk, to interacting with your child.
To washing the dishes.
Whatever happens to be there.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, yeah. Right. It is cool.
It's cool, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, too.
Most excellent.
Really, a pleasure. I hope it's nice in Germany right now.
It's lovely here. All right, we're going to take a break.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
We'll be back shortly.
So, come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
What are we going to talk about? How about...
Yes? The Premium Excellence Club? Really?
Really.
We were watching our video subscription series this week, the Premium Excellence
Club. It comes in our email box every Sunday morning or... Yeah, at 1 o'clock in the morning or 12:01 or whenever it comes
in. So we get up in the morning and we relax and we get to have this treat. This treat of transformation. I personally find these shows, being here, a treat. I love speaking to the people who call in.
But if you like to see it visually, we have this subscription series where we talk with people, either individuals or couples, and we have a conversation with them about whatever they want to talk about. And usually it ends up with everybody getting very bright and cheery. If not, we don't show that one.
Now, actually, if you want to see people's lives transform in a moment in real time, it's an excellent format. You can find out more about it on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, under the Premium Excellence Club.
And, you know, a lot of the things we do, the videos we make in Costa Rica, and this year's Costa Rica is filling up very, very rapidly. So if you'd like to join us, the time is now.
We actually have more participants scheduled than attended last year. We still have 5 months to go, but the course is rapidly closing.
And
we don't have that many more spaces.
It's a limited number of spaces, so if you're interested...
contact us.
Yes.
We have another caller. Hannah from Los Angeles.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
Hi.
How are you?
We're excellent. How about you?
I'm good.
Good.
I have a question.
All right.
Okay. So I just graduated from college. I am only 22 years old, and it is my dream to move to Chicago. And I'm actually moving in about a month, and I have a place to stay for just a little while with friends, but I still don't have a job lined up. And I've been applying for jobs and interviewing like crazy from over here, but I feel like I'm just constantly worried about getting that job lined up before I get there, and I feel like I just can't be secure about the present or feel settled until I'm offered a job, or until my future is perfectly lined up, because I'm terrified that I'm going to get to Chicago in a month and just be jobless. So how am I supposed to feel secure and settled knowing that I'm moving very soon but don't have that job yet?
Well, first of all, I have a few things for you.
Yeah, boy, you said so much. We have a bunch of stuff.
One of the things is you said, I'm only 22.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. And I got caught by only 22. You know, there was a time in this world when you were 22, you had a family.
And you may have been close to having grandkids.
Right. You know.
Seriously.
Right. You know, we've extended people's childhoods in this world quite a bit. The other thing is this. You come from a family that is supportive of you, and I'm sure that they would support you if you go. They would not let you go hungry in Chicago.
Right.
I mean, I've heard of Sleepless in Seattle. I don't think Hannah's going to be hungry in Chicago.
Okay, that's the first thing. Secondly, is you lump a bunch of things together. So you have the move to Chicago and not having a job lumped together as far away from home, and far away from home is already less secure, and no job is less secure. You know, recently, there's a woman who started attending our seminars. I know that you came to one seminar from LA, you came to New York, and I don't know if you met her or not. Her name is Krista.
Mm-hmm.
And Krista is a well-established lawyer who's well along in her career, and there was a period of time where she didn't have a job, and she did not feel secure in herself when she first came. Mm-hmm. And what we started talking to her about was being secure in herself, or being here, which creates a sense of security and makes her more hireable.
In fact, okay. You were speaking about that with Sonia just before you called in. I don't know if you heard speaking with Sonia.
I heard a little bit. I was having some technical difficulties, but I heard a little bit.
Okay.
But in the very end of the conversation with Sonia, we said, look, you're thinking about things, and that will keep you worried and insecure because those things aren't right in front of you. You're worrying about how it's going to be a month from now in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Takes you out of the current moment of your life.
Which, by the way, will have you interview less effectively.
And you'll feel more insecure. Rather than allow yourself to be Hannah, wherever you are, right now, and don't worry about how it's going to turn out a month from now, in an interview, or whether or not you'll find the perfect job. Your life is going to unfold perfectly. This moment is perfect. You do not have to worry about anything in the future, because the future hasn't gotten here.
Okay.
In fact, what you're going through now, if you relax, will make you better at your job when you get one.
And much more hireable.
I'll tell you what I mean by that. In any given job, there is the unknown,
mm-hmm.
where you have to learn things. You have to be willing to be in the unknown as you're learning skill sets. If you're willing to sit in the unknown of where am I going, of what job will I have, as Shai said, you will not only be more hireable, but when you do get hired, you'll be able to relax into the discomfort of not knowing the job yet. Because
okay.
There will be a learning curve in any job that you have.
That's true.
And people mistakenly think, well, when I get a relationship, I'll be more secure. When I move, I'll be more secure. When I get a job, when I get older, I'll be more secure.
Yeah, I'm only 22.
And I'll bet you even thought that when you got your degree, you'd be secure.
That's right.
So the idea that something will produce security is just an idea. It's not reality. But when you're here,
and where you are fully, then you are secure in yourself without trying to be secure. See, being insecure is only a thought pattern. You listen to thoughts that say, I'm not secure. I feel insecure. That's a thought. That isn't a reality. Now, you will generate body sensations to support that idea that you're not secure.
Shai did an experiment with me once that I really loved. We were waiting to cross the street up by Bloomingdale's in New York City, and we were standing on the sidewalk waiting for the light to turn green and the walk sign to turn to walk.
I remember it now.
I'm standing on the curb, and my toes are just, like, right at the edge, almost hanging over the curb, and we're just standing there, and we're talking. And he said, "Now, look down and see where your toes are." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "Now close your eyes." I said, "All right." I closed my eyes. He said, "Imagine you are 30 stories up. How secure would you feel now?" And my eyes flew open, and I thought that was so funny. Because if I were standing on the edge of a cliff or on the edge of a building 30 stories up, I would feel insecure, like suddenly my legs couldn't hold me and I was in danger and I might fall. But there was no danger there. That was all in my mind, but I could certainly create it in my mind.
Huh.
Well, you do the same thing with worrying about whether or not you're going to find a job. And you know what I tell you about that? You're not busy enough. If you're
right here, right now.
If you're busy in your life, really busy, then you don't have time to fantasize about whether or not you're going to find a job in a month.
Okay.
So you need to get engaged in your life, young lady.
Okay.
I can say young lady because you're only 22.
And, you know, and you can look around. I'm sure there are things to be completed for your move. If your move gets completed, and are you living in your familial home, in your parents' home, or do you have your own apartment, or where are you?
Yes, I'm living at home with my family right now.
Well, I'm certain there are things that, projects that you could do for your family. If you have too much time on your hands,
yeah.
I'm certain there's always junk drawers or things to be done. I mean, imagine if one of your parents get home from work and suddenly that closet that they've been bothered by is cleaned out.
Or you have produced dinner for them.
Hmm.
I mean, you could operate like you're already independent.
Okay.
But not in resistance to, but by looking and seeing what in your current environment needs to be done and doing it. You know, what's
like,
needed and wanted, and then produce that.
And taking your attention off yourself and where you want to get to, and, yeah, take care of your immediate environment and the people who populate it.
That's right.
Okay.
And then when you get on the phone or have a Skype interview, if you have one, you'll be in sync with taking care of your current environment and the people who populate it, which includes the person who's interviewing you.
Okay. Oh.
That could make a huge difference in your higher ability.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. That makes a lot of sense, and I feel a lot better. So thank you so much. It was
You're
really
welcome.
Good to
and
talk with
we're
both
wishing
of you.
You a smooth and seamless move.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
We have another caller.
We do.
Pat from Pennsylvania.
Hi. How are you?
We are excellent.
How are you, Pat?
I'm very good. Thank you very much.
What can we do for you this beautiful day?
Well, I have a question. A couple
yes.
of weeks ago, I was at a committee meeting, and one of the individuals who happened to be the chair of the committee had a very large upset and yelled at this other person and et cetera, and then stormed out of the room. I was quite astonished at the situation, but what I think I'm more curious about was how upset I became for a rather long period of time, and I felt that I needed to fix it because I was a part of the situation and trying to get two organizations to work together. And I was surprised at how long it's taken me to kind of resolve that. I really reacted.
Well, I'll tell you something, Pat. You forgot something.
You did.
You forgot the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
So let's talk about them for a moment.
Because the first one really applies here.
Yes.
What you say no to, what you resist, what you don't like, what you don't want, what is inconvenient persists, it grows stronger, and it dominates your life. So you resisted the way this person behaved.
I certainly did. You're right.
Yes, you certainly did.
And the more you resisted it, the more you turned into that which you were resisting, upset.
Right.
The more you, another version of resisting is to say judge. You not only resisted in the broader sense, you judged that person for that outburst.
Correct, I did. I mean, I saw that and I see it, but then I couldn't let it go.
Well, that's because you were saying no to it as if it shouldn't be that way.
And you were being right
about
that they were wrong.
Exactly.
You know, it's really more of a challenge to give up being right when you have an when you're accurate and when you have an agenda. So your agenda, as you just said, was to have it go smoothly and have these two organizations merge, and somebody standing up yelling, who's the chair, and storming out is not apparently forwarding that agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to let go of being right when it goes against your agenda.
So that's the first principle. Anything you resist persists, and it becomes what your life is about. The second principle is that no two things can occupy the same moment at the same time. In other words, each moment is showing up perfectly, exactly as it should be in each moment. So the moment itself, this moment right now, is perfect. Can't be changed, because the definition of perfection says, in the dictionary, says, lacking no component parts, whole, full, complete, and immutable, cannot be changed.
So now when you get upset, it's generally hard to see the perfection of things.
Right.
But if you even take a step back from that and let go of it being perfect, which it is, and recognize it can only be the way it is because it is.
Uh-huh.
Like it, don't like it. It can only be the way it is because that's the way it is. Then the third principle comes into play. Anything you see without judging completes itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets compounded when you judge yourself, you judge them, you think you should be beyond this, you shouldn't have an upset, an involved person doesn't have one of those.
And it should be different than it was.
Right.
But it couldn't be different than it was. That's that second principle. Life shows up exactly as it does, and that's perfect. Now, it may not fit your preferences.
Right. It certainly
but it
didn't.
Shows up the way it does. You know, life doesn't really care about Pat's preferences.
Right. That's good.
And the other thing, Pat, this also we may want to go back to what Shia so wisely said to Hannah, that she's not busy enough.
Mm-hmm.
When you are fully engaged, you tend to not be upset for these extended periods.
Well,
you simply don't have the time for it.
You don't pick. See, look, getting upset is a habit. It's habitual.
Huh.
We've learned to get upset in disagreement with the current circumstances, as if our being upset can somehow shift those circumstances in our favor.
Right, it fix it somehow.
Right, you know something? I got to tell you something, Pat.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take a break now.
And we can talk more about this when we come back.
You know, whether
break.
I like it or not, it's break time.
Okay.
So,
can you come back with us after the break?
Can you come back with us?
Yes, thank you.
Excellent.
Yes, I will.
Good.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So, come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog. And take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice.
Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Shia and I were talking on the break.
We do that.
And we realize that if you are avoiding something creative on your plate, you can create
something to get upset about.
Something to get upset about over time. And we're also realizing that over the course of the year, Shia and I offer courses, seminars that address different access ways into the moment. And the one we have coming up this weekend in New York City is creativity and intuition. And I've really been playing with how I can either get lost in a cul-de-sac of worry or upset, or I can, for instance, work on our book project, or I can answer the question and answer for the Premium Excellence Club that come in, which is part of our Premium Excellence Club. People who are subscribers can write in questions and we answer them. And also another way to pull yourself into being secure is
listening.
And we are offering the Art of Listening
in September
in
New York City
on the 19th, 20th, and 21st. So if there's something you want to join us for, register. Come join us. It makes things so much easier.
It turns transformation from a concept into an experience.
Still with us, Pat?
I thought that was very good, the last thing I said.
What, that it turns it from a concept into an experience?
Yeah, it's
absolutely.
Not thinking about what transformation is. You're living it. You're experiencing it. That's what the weekends do. Yes, Pat?
Yes, I'm still here.
Good.
Good. I have this tendency to want to try to smooth things over or make it better or fix it kind of thing. I guess that's a habit too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, trying to smooth things over or make it better may be moving in a direction that is...
Well, more comfortable to you.
More comfortable for you, but
yeah,
not optimum.
Yeah. Right.
Like, as my shoulder was healing, because I had shoulder surgery a year ago, sometimes... with the practitioners that were helping me rehab, we did things that went in there and broke up scar tissue.
Mm.
And it was not comfortable. And they warned me that it not only wouldn't be comfortable at the time, it would likely be even more uncomfortable in the day that followed as things were rearranging. And if I wanted it to smooth over...
I'd be an invalid.
Say that again?
She would be an invalid.
Uh-huh.
She wouldn't have free range of motion.
Okay, I got it. Yep.
She wouldn't have free range of motion in her arm.
You know, when Shia was doing body work, when he, what, I don't want to just say massage therapist, because he really did healing with people, and so that term, massage therapist, seems a little limited. one of the things that he came to recognize was that if a person wasn't ready to give up an issue in their body, like a problem, and if he insisted on taking it away from them, they would create something bigger
to have as a problem, because sometimes people need problems to feel they have some reason to be, some raison d'etre.
Or if they need attention and the problem's getting attention from their husband or their wife and you take that away, then they have to re-injure themselves in order to maintain getting
attention.
So your agenda to have it be smooth is to make you feel comfortable, but
it may not be in the best interest of everybody involved. You know, we're doing a creativity and intuition workshop this weekend in New York. And your upsets may be around stepping into something that's new or creative.
Interesting. I'm going to that workshop.
Well,
we know.
We know. So it's a perfect place for you to be to discover that things can be upsetting around you and you don't have to jump into the upset in resistance to how they are or to try to smooth them over or make things better.
Excellent. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling in.
You know, one other thing before you go. If I'm looking at this writing a book process, and, you know, we're on our fifth book now, and it's gotten easier each time. I remember speaking to our editor, Andrea Kagan, and she said, you'll never be a successful writer if you're not willing to live in chaos. And it was early on in the chaos period. I said, oh, I'm at the chaos period now. And she said, yes, I'm familiar with that. You have to be willing to have all the pieces not come together in a creative process. It, you know, when a book comes out and I listen to books on tape and we read books, we love them, how they flow. But I guarantee you there was a point in every author's life when they were writing that when the pieces did not come together like that and sentences were rough and ideas weren't developed. Your life is a creative thing. It's not always smooth. If your desire is to have it be smooth, you will constantly feel insecure.
I see that.
Good.
All right. We'll see you this weekend.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Pat.
Bye.
Bye.
We have another caller.
Yes.
Corrine from Switzerland.
Where in Switzerland are you today?
Hi, I'm in Glarus.
All right.
In what?
In Glarus.
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 Yes.
All right.
Yes. It's a small valley through the Alps, and it's really lovely. It's like full of trees and mountains.
Does it have streams?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And,
are there
and right now, they're really
Sorry? So I wanted to know if there were fish in the streams.
Not in the streams that much, but we have a lake where my little nephew is going fishing.
Well, thank you for answering our agenda. What can we do for you?
I remember we were in St. Moritz, Switzerland.
And we were lots of trout.
And there were lots of fish in the streams there.
Yeah.
What can we do for you, darling?
I would love to thank you. And I do. I thank you because I don't feel that much insecure anymore when I compare to before I met you, which is around 7 years ago.
Is it only 7 years?
I feel like I've known you for a lifetime.
Yeah, really?
Yes, it feels like a lifetime, too, for me.
Well, it is a new lifetime.
Sorry?
It's a new lifetime.
Yes, it is a new lifetime.
Mm.
And just, I want to mention the Premium Excellence Club again. Just at the beginning this week, I usually watch it on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
because at the weekends I don't have the computer on that much, and it's just a beautiful start as well for a work week.
Yes.
And I had I was a bit stressed at work because somebody didn't take my offer for a job. And I thought, like, oh, no, I really wanted her. And then I watched the video. And at one point you said something like, you can't do your life wrong. And, like, your life can't be wrong. And it made me just by that instant when I heard it, I was like, so everything is fine. And whatever will be, however it will be. And it was such a shift just in an instant. And I love this. It's not my first time. And I just love it when transformation happens like this, even through a video, when it's not live or anything. And I want to thank you for this.
Well, you're welcome. But, you know, you say even through a video. Transformation happens. And it happens in your life, in the current moment, in your current circumstances, even if you're watching a video.
Well, yes. As you're talking about it, I realize that transformation is a communicable ease. And as you're describing the video and your experience of the perfection of the moment, I guarantee you there are people who are listening live today, and there will be people years down the road who listen to this, or weeks or months.
In the archives.
And when you were in that experience of the perfection and articulated it, Corinne, I felt myself settle into myself. Mm. And it wasn't as if I was in a bad place, but things got even easier. So whether it's the radio show, whether it's the book that we offer, whether it's, yes.
What's going on in the current moment of your life is absolutely perfect. It can't be any different. It shouldn't be any different. It's your resistance to what's going on in your life that causes you pain or suffering. It's, or insecurity. It's your idea of how it should be, comparing it to how it is, that causes all the disgruntlement in people's lives.
If you were listening to Hannah earlier, she's off comparing how she thinks it should be, which is that she should have a job already, rather than being where she is. And if she's where she is, you know, there'll come a point when she'll get that job and she'll wish she had
free time,
a month of free time. She's got a month of free time right now.
And if you're still listening, Hannah, you can waste that month of free time worrying about whether or not you're going to get a job, or you can get engaged in the current moment of your life and do what life has to offer.
And that means apply for jobs when you're applying for them, but let it go when you're not.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you're describing. It's fun that you're describing it from the employer's point of view, where you wished that a potential employee had taken the job.
Yeah.
I think it's really fun that we've had both sides of the equation today.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
Because people think, if I were the employer or if I had a job, then I'd feel secure.
Right.
But you're just demonstrating it's not necessarily the case.
No.
And we always think something else is better than what we've got.
Yeah.
And you know what else?
No.
No matter how much you liked this individual that you were hoping to hire, if they didn't want to work for you, they'd make you pay.
So it's really perfect that they said no, because if they had said yes and thought no, then you'd have problems with them.
The other thing is, and you've been around us for 7 years, and you've seen it, where everybody can like someone, except for that person may not like themselves. And if they don't like themselves, and you try to convince them, it's always a losing proposition. So you're far better off only having people work for you that want to be there.
Yeah, so true. Thank you.
Thank you again.
So you haven't done it wrong, you see.
Yes. I forget that easily, but that's why it's good to listen to radio shows and to talk with people and to watch the videos and things.
You know, I got an email from you today, Corrine. You're opening a new store. The store is not opening on the day you thought it would, so you just signed up to do the Freedom to Breathe in Hamburg, because we're doing a living a complaint-free, drama-free life the third, fourth, and fifth of October. But we're also doing the Freedom to Breathe, which you didn't think you were going to be able to attend on Thursday the 2nd. What was really neat was you wrote, "I can come now. I can come," and so I'm signing up. And it's really sweet to see you keep investing in what's bringing you life.
You know, people forget to feed the tree that they eat the fruit from, and eventually the tree dries up. And you haven't done that. You've continually shared transformation with people and given it away, which allows it to come back to you even stronger in the next moment. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Your sharing transformation is what makes it real for you in your life. Otherwise, it becomes a concept like everything else that's gone by. But when you truly share transformation, you get back in touch with the experience of what it was like before transformation happened and how it is that you're living your life. And like you said, you don't worry very much anymore.
Yeah, you access your own personal security.
And your brilliance and your genius.
So whenever you're listening to this show, whether it's live or somewhere down the road, if you've enjoyed it, share the show.
Yeah.
The more you take care of people in your environment, the more secure you are. And also, it's lovely just to pass on the possibility of transformation to other people.
And it's really fun when the people around you start living their lives as though it's their idea. They're a lot less frustrated, and they have a lot more fun, and you have a lot more fun interacting with them. And it is time for us to go bye-bye.
Guess what? Next week's show is so perfect after this one. It's called Congratulations, You've Arrived. So thank you, Corrine, for calling in today. Thanks to all our callers and also all our listeners. Whether we have spoken to you in person or not, we deeply appreciate you.
Yes.
Thanks for being here.
Yes, and come back next week.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.